At a nightclub on Manhattan's Lower West Side, a sea of arms waved jubilantly in the air. DJ Reka.
Put the music on the map.
There's two parts. There's like being a DJ and then being a good DJ, right? So they're not necessarily the same thing. That's the beauty of the technology, is the level of accessibility it provides to people. And I think that's an amazing thing. But, you know, still, you still need other skills.
And those you can't teach, right?
You can't teach that. You gotta learn the hard way.
This was the music that she loved.
She's set off a whole vibe.
Especially after 9/11.
It's sort of creating invisibility.
I was a bit of a holdout for Serato, which is my main DJ tool. You know, I didn't trust the computer. What if it crashes? I have everything on vinyl or CD. How am I going to import it? But finally gave in and appreciate that it's just less stuff to carry. You have instant doubles. How does it change things? I feel like I look at the music and hear it. I used to just hear it. So it's visual. And I use the laptop a lot more to trigger the beginning of the song because I've made cue points. So I'm actually like gotten to the point where I know the latency of the touching the computer. And so that's happened. So that's definitely changed. I also think like the speed of the set or how many songs you get in is easier and greater with the technology. Definitely loop more, can find stuff last minute. I can download stuff while I'm DJing if an idea comes to me.
The South Asian diaspora.
Basement Bhangra, my house. Growing up, we had basement parties.
The Bhangra mixed with hip hop and reggae.
And Reka has her finger on the pulse, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I question the quality of the stuff that I'm playing. I mean, in a perfect world, I'd like sit through every file and like treat the sound so it sounds better all in all, but in a pinch I just go forward and play it. Sometimes it looks kind of boring. Just looking at a laptop, not changing any records, though there's something visual about the actual moment of doing it because I see the WAV files and you can see if things line up, which you can't always trust because sometimes it's wrong. I miss flipping through records and looking for stuff and being like looking through it and then deciding. You're as good as your file naming system. It's very annoying and like, I gotta find the song if it's misspelled or whatever. Whereas you can physically touch a record, physically flip through a CD. My definition of DJing is really very simple. And especially when I do workshops with kids, I'm like, if you've controlled the music for any fixed period of time and it's continuous, I anoint you a DJ. To me, it's as simple as that. So within that, yes, you can be a purist and it can be vinyl and it can be this and that, but you know, you can't fight the technology. I still think it's about selection, looking at a crowd, making people dance, you know, having a flow and a sense of it. That's something that it doesn't matter whether you're using vinyl or a laptop. If you don't do that, you're not going to be good at it.